Who provides the best entertainment and internet experience? Best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Lets you stream on 5 devices at once. Brings you Netflix on X1 and 75 megabits per second in the most popular packages? No question. Xfinity stacks up where AT&T doesn't. Get all these great reliable features, the X1 voice remote, and fast internet for an incredible price. Get up to 75 megabits per second download speed. Compare that to AT&T. And get X1 and voice for $30 each a month for 1 year when you bundle all three. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and make sure to ask about Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. Get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity Internet service with no activation and no line access fees. Plus 2 easy data options available so you can stream entertainment on the go and save along the way. Compare that to AT&T. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Must enroll in EcoBill and auto pay within 30 days or charges increased by $5 a month. Offer ends 6/27/17. Restrictions apply. Service not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. Equipment installation tax and fees extra and subject to change during and after promo. Early termination fee applies if all Xfinity service are canceled during the agreement term. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required. Xfinity Mobile requires a post-pay subscription to a residential Xfinity Internet service.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Office.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
401 for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Planning to celebrate the 4th of July by watching one big fireworks show. The Chicago Wolves like to celebrate so much that they perform an award-winning fireworks show before every home game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. A surprising lineup as the Cubs get set to start their four-game series in Washington. Wilson Contreras is the leadoff man. Eddie Butler and Gio Gonzalez the pitchers. Jamer Candelario at third base tonight. Chris Bryant in left. No Addison Russell, who's dealing with a bad shoulder. White Sox home against the Yankees. The Sox enter tonight's game with a worse record in the American League. The Yankees are tied with Boston atop the American League East. Elsewhere, bottom three. Arizona leads Philadelphia 6-0. St. Louis over Cincinnati 3-0 in the second inning. Hockey, following the Blackhawks' surprising first-round exit to Nashville in April, GM Stan Bowman called the season a complete failure and vowed to make changes, which led to the big trades this past weekend by John McDonough's team.
I think that was just raw emotion that you saw from Stan, and the media is probably unaccustomed to seeing that. He's a very measured guy, but we were all frustrated.
McDonough, I guess, with Mully and Hanley. More moves today. The Hawks agree to terms with goalie Anton Forsberg, while forward Thomas Yurko gets a one-year extension. Football Vikings receiver Michael Floyd sentenced to 1 day in jail after a judge found him in violation of his house arrest by having alcohol in his system. He was under house arrest for a December DUI. NBA, the league announcing it's all rookie and all defensive teams today. No Bulls on either squad. This scoreboard update is brought to you by State Farm, here to help life go right. The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the VIG, located on Wells in Chicago. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Nationals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Oh, baby!
Lynn Casper.
Cubs win! Time to celebrate!
Chicago Cubs play-by-play man.
Al Mora back. He is at the wall. He leaps. He caught it! He caught it, Al Mora! Just robbed Matt of a game tire.
All the latest news and notes from the Cubs.
Anthony Rizzo, the leadoff man. 1-0 pitch. Hit in the air to deep center. And it will go! How about that?
Anthony loves that leadoff.
Lynn
Casper with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Glenn Casper is brought to you by locally crafted Two Brothers Artisan Brewing. Two Brothers wants you to follow your passion and drink theirs. Len's on the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven. Try a Home Run Inn off the grill this summer. And Len is way up atop the field in Washington where
he can kiss the sky.
He's looking way down and probably playing the monitor a little bit more than you otherwise would, right?
No question. It feels almost like a hockey venue where you're almost like right above the ice. You're almost too close to the field and too high. You kind of just leaning over to call the action. But should be a fun series. I've been curious to see the Nationals. They obviously have terrific offense, a lot of length in their lineup. Just looking at some of the other guys, not just the names we often hear about, but, you know, Michael Taylor filling in for Adam Eaton has been really, really good in center field. Jason Worth's been out, but they haven't really missed a beat offensively. And obviously the Cubs want to try to get into that bullpen as quickly as they can. But they got to keep the Nationals off the board, too, which won't be easy.
What do you make of the lineup? This is pretty wacky.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to talk to Joe about it. But, you know, it kind of fits into what Joe likes to do and mix and match. Contreras has been swinging the bat pretty well as of late. He's got good speed, so to get Rizzo out of that spot against a lefty, move him down one, have him between Contreras and Bryant. You've got Russell day-to-day. Hopefully he's back in the lineup tomorrow. So you almost have a situation here, guys, where it's whoever's healthy plays. Jamer Candelario comes up from AAA, and Joe puts him right into the lineup. So it's not been an easy time in that regard with a lot of guys banged up, Zobrist, Hayward, now Russell, Schwarber back at AAA. So you're seeing some different comments from the manager just to see what works.
Len, I know I have astronomical expectations set by him, but Chris Bryant hasn't seemed like himself. And there are pitches inside the zone that I saw yesterday. I'm like, all right, Chris Bryant usually hammers those pitches, foul it off or swing and misses. What do you think's going on with him? Is there something, I don't want to say something physical, but it just doesn't seem right.
He had a good weekend, four hits, five walks, and the big home run. But before that, I just think he was tired. You know, you saw Joe give him a couple of days off earlier this week. I think Joe saw a guy who looked like he was just battling some mental and probably physical fatigue. You know, these guys are young, and, you know, he's been through it the last couple of years, but the first time in his life. And I think we maybe underestimated the idea of playing all those big games for an extra month of a season. And maybe it's coming back to bite this team a little bit. You know, I really tried to fight the whole idea of a World Series hangover. And if that's what you want to call it, that's fine. But it just looks to me like at times these guys have a little bit of fatigue, and Joe's doing what he can to make sure that they're fresh once we get into July and August, which are kind of known as the dog days of the summer. And he's trying to make sure that he doesn't run these guys into the ground. But it's not easy to take Bryant and or Rizzo out of your lineup when you're not consistent.
You know how I feel about the whole defining series concept, the playoff preview, the statement games. And what I found a little bit ironic of some of the excitement over this upcoming series is that the last four games, if you really want a distillation of 2017 for the Cubs, it's the last four. It's win-loss, win-loss, bats turn on, bats turn off, dealing with injuries, getting a few unfortunate bounces, and then having all kinds of opportunities to score runs just fizzle out in the moment.
Yeah, and I would also add to that the one difference that I think maybe this is a silver lining is starting pitching has been better. So while the team has been inconsistent and has been kind of a win-lose proposition for much of the year, I'm encouraged by the fact that this rotation and one right now that's without Kyle Hendricks has been really at its best over the last 2 weeks. That's going to have to continue, obviously, for this team to get well above 500. But I still feel like this offense has a chance to be a lot better than it's been and to be more consistent than it's been. And JD mentioned at the end of the game yesterday, even though the Cubs only scored two runs. They had a lot of opportunities, and it felt like the approach was there, trying to work to the opposite side of the field. And if those things continue on a nightly basis, the good things should follow. They don't always follow. But you hope that if you're doing the right thing, that eventually you're going to be rewarded for it.
We were talking about Addison Russell and his throwing issues the last couple of weeks, few weeks or so. And then he says he has a sharp pinching pain, to quote him directly, in his shoulder. How serious do you think this thing is?
Without getting an exact update this moment, it sounded earlier today like it's going to be a day-to-day thing and could possibly be in the lineup as soon as tomorrow. Now, something has changed today in terms of him talking to the training staff. There could be another update, but it didn't sound to me that it was necessarily something that was going to linger or become a DL-able injury. But as you guys know, things change on a daily basis, so we'll have to wait and see.
What do you know about Mark Zagunas as a guy, as a prospect? I mean, it's funny. It's a guy that so many people have never heard of. It's a third-round pick. You know, this isn't just some schmo. This is a guy with a decent pedigree that's come and who's hit well at every level of the minors.
Yeah, college player. He was a catcher in college. That didn't really work out. He only caught like 19 or 20 games his first year in the Cubs system. They liked the bat, though, and so they put him in the outfield, and that's where he has remained really throughout his pro career. He'll take his walks. You know, he's just the kind of guy, I think, who wears well over the course of time. He's not known as a very good defender, so, you know, you're going to have to maybe cover up for some of that. But, yeah, they really like his bat, and the word from everyone who's seen him a lot in the minor leagues is he can rake. So he's in the lineup again today for the third time since he came up from the minor leagues. And here's an opportunity for a guy who not a lot of people really said anything about when the season started. And he's here because Schwarber's back at AAA. So it feels like it's temporary, but you never know. If he gets locked in here, maybe he can stay here longer than everybody thought.
Do you think the bullpen at some point is going to show a different level of Madden confidence? Because we know from experience that there are some unexpected things that over a course of time, he falls in and out of love with guys, and the leverage roles change in his bifurcated bullpen. You know, seeing what Koji Uehara has become in an outsized way that kind of makes me uncomfortable, you know, giving guys like Rondon and Strope the opportunity to maybe reestablish themselves. I just don't know if some of these experiments are going to bear fruit and what the end game is.
Right, and I think that he owes it to those guys, and I think it they have to pitch in spots, right? Because you're not going to find out if you can use them in August, September, and hopefully October if you're not going to do it in June and July. And I feel like just about everybody out there, including Brian Dunsing, you know, they have pitched in pretty high leverage situations. It was funny, I was talking to several people with the Nationals, and, you know, their issue right now, they say we've got the best lineup in baseball, but we have no idea what happens with a 2 or 3 run lead in the last two innings of a game. They just cannot figure out how to get people out with their bullpen. But that can change. You know, you can have a 2 month stretch where all of a sudden the Nationals bullpen becomes one of the best in baseball. And I think it's the hardest area to really manage and to try to figure out. But I will say this, that the Cubs bullpen, if at the beginning of the year, I kind of fast forwarded to the middle of June and said, this is how it's going to look statistically, and go through kind of the list of guys. I don't know about you guys, but I would have grabbed it and taken it in a heartbeat. Davis has been perfect in save chances. Mm-hmm. So you don't worry about him at all. Edwards has been really good for the most part. Uehara probably has more responsibility than I anticipated. But the collective work that bullpen has done so far, I think if that continues, the Cubs will be very happy with it.
75 games into the season, excluding the national games. You've seen this team for almost all of these games. Who have you been most impressed by in terms of a Cubs opponent this year? Because this is a pretty damn impressive group you're going to see this week.
So the best, I'm just going to grab my stat sheet here. The best team I think the Cubs have played to this point is the Dodgers. I think the Rockies have been impressive, even though they've dropped 5 in a row here as of late. And that's about it. Yeah, so the Nationals are the team that I've been really curious to see. I don't think it's anybody necessarily and the NL Central they've played. Yeah, I would say the Dodgers and the Rockies would be the two teams.
Do they have that?
I mean, we haven't seen the Diamondbacks either, so that's another team I'm a little intrigued by.
Do the Dodgers have that vibe that the Cubs had last year?
It sure looks like it now. And with Seager and Bellinger, that's a pretty good young duo right there. Puig seems to be a little re-energized. It's pretty impressive what the Dodgers have done, and they seem to have that mojo going, no question.
On the injury front, Jason Hayward says his abraded hand is still sore, but Kyle Hendricks seems a little bit more optimistic, but it's just a matter of timetable because I'm just not expecting to see him for a couple weeks because they've got the All-Star break built in there, and it appears like they're poised to take advantage of it.
Yeah, I talked to Kyle briefly yesterday. He was as excited as I've seen him just to be able to feel good throwing the ball. I guess he's going to have a day off today, going to play catch again tomorrow, got out to 90 feet yesterday. I would tend to agree with you, Dan, that I don't think they're going to push it. And as long as these five guys they're using right now all are healthy and effective, there's no sense of urgency to get Kyle back before the All-Star break. Take those 4 days to your advantage. And, you know, I think a realistic goal based on what he's done here lately, barring any setback, would probably be right out of the break in Baltimore or Atlanta.
Len, we will let you get back to your show prep, and we appreciate you joining us. We'll talk again next week.
All right, guys. Looking forward to this series. Should be a fun one.
That is Len Kasper. He will be calling the game, a game you can also obviously hear right here on Sports Radio 670.
That segment brought to you by American Needle. Follow them on Instagram at American Needle. Dan, there is another sport that feels it has a pace of play problem.
Another sport with a pace of play problem. I think I know what it is. And I'm going to guess in my head what that sport is, I'm going to see if I get it right. This portion of Sports Radio 670 brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs. Want to win a rockin' trip from Jersey Mike's and Pepsi? Stop in Jersey Mike's today to enter. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends August 14th. See official rules at PepsiRockThisWay.com. Okay, in my head, what other sport? I think I know. I'll see if I'm right in a moment on the...
Seems like every 6 months there's some new technological advance in dating. Once upon a time, it was chat rooms, then it was dating websites, and then hookup apps, and next, well, who knows? Every time something new comes along, it starts out with a bang, but pretty soon, everyone moves on to the next big thing. The fact is, dating technology is never going to replace real human interaction, and the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone. Face-to-face. Face-to-face is what It's Just Lunch does best. Our matchmakers take the time to get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. And we're really good at it. Better than some random collection of online profile pics could ever be. At It's Just Lunch, we know the best place to find the spark of attraction is in the eyes of someone sitting across from you, not some device. So stop clicking around and start actually clicking. With other people. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Drink ours. This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Honda. Now we know why the LA Lakers gave up on D'Angelo Russell just 2 years after selecting him second overall. I mean, aside from the fact that they had to include him to get the Nets to take Timofey Mozgov and that hideous contract off their hands. Magic Johnson said about Russell, quote, "We want to thank him for what he did for us, but what I needed was a leader. I needed somebody also that can make the other players better and also that the players want to play with," end quote. Fire. In other words, they think Lonzo Ball will be everything that Russell wasn't, namely a guy who's unselfish, will lead, and that other guys want to ball with. And from the sound of things, Russell was none of those things. So this was not just a case of trying to get Mozgov off the books, it was a case of Magic not wanting anything to do with Russell. Otherwise, he wouldn't have smashed him on the way out the door. He didn't have to do that, but he did, and was obviously looking to do it. I'm Jim Rome.
Home Depot now has LifeProof vinyl plank flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. The warm look of wood flooring with a surface that's tough, scratch resistant, and completely 100% waterproof. So, if life brings you things that scratch or things that spill, you'll be completely 100% worry-proof. And that is a beautiful feeling. LifeProof vinyl plank flooring starting at only $279 a square foot. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
It's Steve. I can't come to the phone right now because I'm protesting the high price of my mobile plan. Metro PCS must think I'm an ATM. Huh. More like Steve TM.
Switch to Boost and get two lines with 3 gigs of data per line for only $50. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, get up to 2 free LG X-Power phones, all powered by the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Visit a Boost mobile store today. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. These days, everyone's claiming to be an expert, but there's only one home loan expert. There's only one mortgage lender that you call when you want the lowest rate on the best loan with customer service that no one can match. Refinancing or buying a home? Why would you go anywhere else? Let the real experts go to work for you. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, Indiana residential mortgage licensee. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon. So head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Hey, baseball fans. When savings are on the line for your home team, here's a tip you can really rally behind. A smart thermostat makes saving energy easy. Smart thermostats put you in control, allowing you to adjust the temperature remotely when you're not home. And to make it easier for you to add a winner to your lineup, ComEd is offering up to a $100 rebate on select smart thermostats. Learn more about the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program and rebates at ComEd.com/marketplace. ComEd, powering lives. The ComEd Energy Efficiency Program is funded in compliance with state law.
At Continental Toyota, we know selection and low prices are important to our customers. So for a limited time, Continental Toyota is offering zero down lease options on Corolla and Camry. And Continental Toyota has over 450 new Toyotas to choose. Lease a 2017 Corolla LE for $215 a month, or lease a 2017 Camry SE for only $260 a month, both with zero due at signing. Experience the Continental difference on LaGrange Road in Hodgkins, ContinentalToyota.com. 36-month leases, taxes, license, title, extra. Must qualify through Toyota Financial Services. See dealer for details.
Be together. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on watch 670thescore.com. All right, Dan.
All right, now wait. We should mention that when you say pace of play,
yes.
When you said another sport, it's in large part people believe, and I think a lot of it is misguided, that I don't think baseball has a pace of play problem.
An action problem.
They got a balls in play problem, and they've got too many swings and misses and too many strikeouts, and then it's a home run, and then somebody else strikes out. My guess was golf.
You would be wrong, sir.
Damn it!
Well, this sport believes that the play or the pace is just too choppy. And they've tried before to kind of rearrange some things. But the NFL has done some market research. And this is from Jay Busby on Yahoo Sports. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But Todd Lewicki, former Seahawks president and current NFL COO, said the league has been trying to, quote, replicate the game experience in fans' living rooms, observing what sections of the screen draws fans' eyes and what fans do during commercial breaks. Now, we, of course, know people go to the bathroom or get another bite to eat. The results of the study would be absolutely no surprise to anyone who has ever waited on an NFL game. There are too many commercials, especially the dreaded extra point and kickoff and block. Extra point, kickoff, block. Yeah. It's a key reason why younger viewers are either switching to streaming options or switching the game entirely. So the NFL not only is having problems with getting people in the stadiums because of the
experience, if it's an attendance issue or a viewership issue.
It's a viewership issue because they're getting ready to stream a bunch of games online and they're trying this out. Quote, they want a pace of play that doesn't involve us chopping things up. What you may never hear or see again is the refs going under the hood. Referees will be supplied with Microsoft Surfaces so they can review replays right there on the field instead of having to walk over to the hood and go under the hood. And then we see a replay 30, 40
times.
That's
where they're hiding their sandwich, though.
Maybe get a little peep show action. Something was going on under there.
Maybe it was like an Italian beef under there, you know, because that would give you incentive to stay there for a while.
When you hear that the NFL is doing this and making, I don't think the drastic changes, but this is like the third year in a row where they've tried to figure out, all right, we're not getting them there. So how can we keep them longer to keep gouging people on these ad buys?
All right, here's what you do. This happened in regular television. It happened with DVR when they realized people weren't watching commercials.
And the only place you got to watch commercials now on the internet.
So product placement within everything within your actual body of the show. Oh, I would like to comment on that, but first I'm going to enjoy an ice cold Bud Light. See, the perfect beer for it. So
they have to be careful of you just thinking that everyone is selling out at all times. I understand kicking a ball into like a Scott's Trade net or something like that.
What I'm saying is if you put advertising on your uniforms or you added more stuff on the field of play itself or you found more ways to do virtual advertising like the NHL does with the glass and like baseball does with some that there's and I know they started to do some of it. Allstate with the kicking net. So there's ways to do it where you don't have the same commercial breaks. What I thought you were talking about is actually how quickly they're getting in and out of the huddle. I mean, it's 3.5 hours generally. You're talking start to finish, and some of the stuff.
Remember when the second kickoff was 3:15, and they kept running into that second game overlapping, and they switched it to 3:25.
They had to. They had to because it's creeping, and everything is creeping longer and longer and longer.
10-minute overtimes now instead of 15.
Sure, if you were to tighten everything up, I saw the case made, and I'm sorry that I can't recall the writer at the moment. I believe it was Wall Street Journal, so it might have been Jason Gay.
Okay,
who.
Terrific writer.
Made the case for 7-inning weekday MLB games.
That. And he made fun of himself on the headline and then actually went into that.
Mm-hmm.
Weekday games of 7 innings. You baseball purists would slit their wrists and jump off the tallest building.
I know.
You used to be one of them.
I'm open to anything.
Now you're a baseball metrosexual.
I'm open to all sorts of things, especially
7-inning games. You got bullpen guys who are like, "Hey, I'm not going to get paid as much during the week, or I'm not worth as much." You know, if I'm the 8th-inning guy and you got starters going 6, you're going right to the closer during the week.
Look, I get used to it because you know,
players union, you're going to have an issue.
I watch a lot of baseball, and I will tell you that this year the 12U Northside 5 6-inning games. That was outstanding. The house games are 7, and those are interminable.
It's a family.
I know, but it's 6. Sometimes, you know, I'm watching on Game Changer. I'm hurrying.
Softball leagues play six innings.
I'm trying to get up to play, and all of a sudden, it's like the fourth inning by the time I get there.
Game's almost over. Right,
game's almost over, but you can get on with your life.
What do you do with Harry?
What?
Seventh inning stretch. It's the end of the game. You sing it right into the end of the game.
Harry's dead. I don't think he cares.
Harry's dead?
Yeah. Yeah. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Harry Carey is dead. Yes.
They put him up on the video board. He was singing the other day.
Yeah. I like that, though.
I'd rather them do that than have that just absolutely interminable interview every day. I hate that interview. I feel Len says he likes it. I think he likes some of them, but it's like, I don't want some dude in there screaming or stuttering over the top of the seventh just to make it to the bottom. And then we're just sitting there like, all right, the Bears special teamers have now left the booth. We can actually get back to the game now.
That's enough of Connor Barth.
Or your man's from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I don't own Jeff Garland.
Yeah.
No, that's not my
same company. Same group. Same affiliation, you know? I mean,
he's so funny on the show, though.
Yes. Oh, incredibly funny.
Because you know the rule of that show. You know Larry David's
rule? Be funny or die?
No, the opposite. He tells...
Don't try to be funny.
Do whatever you do, don't try to be funny.
I'm sorry. It makes me laugh. Three times a year.
Because the reason that show works is because nobody's trying to be funny. Occasionally, Larry is, but nobody else.
You think he jumped the shark with the Katrina family? Like, I love that show.
Oh, yeah. First couple of seasons were just
awesome.
I mean, spectacular.
And I like J.B. Smoove, too. I think he's hilarious.
I haven't seen him forever.
Well, it's been off for a while. They're getting the band back together, getting ready to do it again. But no, man, I mean, if you cut a baseball game to seven innings, people will scream bloody murder.
I know, but it's worth thinking about some of these things. Is everything
maybe you save pitchers though
creeping longer
your
and
starters,
longer? Yeah, maybe you
pitch
get a,
counts
maybe
don't the, matter as much as they used to.
Products
maybe.
Better. Yeah, maybe you see better players in those seven innings.
Let me think about it.
Scoreboard update.
4:30 for the Chicago Wolves update studio. Planning to celebrate the 4th of July by watching one big fireworks show. The Chicago Wolves like to celebrate so much that they perform an award-winning fireworks show before every home game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Here's something different. Wilson Contreras bats leadoff tonight. Cubs in Washington. The Nationals running away with the National League East. Cubs are in second place in the NL Central, a game and a half behind Milwaukee. The Cubs entering action tonight, 11th in the majors in starters ERA and 16th in runs scored. No Addison Russell. He's got that bad shoulder. White Sox welcome the Yankees to the South Side. The Sox have lost three in a row. They now have the worst record in the American League. The Yankees are tied with Boston atop the American League East, but New York is coming off a 2-4 homestand. Elsewhere, top five. Arizona leads Philadelphia 6-0. St. Louis over Cincinnati 3-1 in the fourth. Hockey Blackhawks president John McDonough reflecting on this past season with Mully and Hanley this morning. A season that saw the Hawks eliminated by Nashville in the first round of the playoffs.
Obviously, the goal is to win the Stanley Cup, but there's so many things that happen once you enter the playoffs between caroms and bounces and posts and ghosts and crazy things that happen. You know, we lost four or five in a row going into the playoffs, and we played a very, very desperate team, and they stayed desperate all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals.
But for the Hawks, it was a stunning exit that has led to dramatic changes across the board, including a couple of big trades this past weekend and more moves today. The Hawks agreed to terms with goalie Anton Forsberg, while forward Thomas Yurko gets a one-year extension. NBA, the Cavaliers not giving up, reportedly still pursuing a trade for Pacers star Paul George, while Minnesota is reportedly shopping guard Ricky Rubio. They want an outside shooter. MullyandHanley.com is brought to you by local Geico agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Nationals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face to face.
At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Dan, we're in a rush to speed everything up. Is there anything in sports anymore that is better when it's longer? Leave Juan Uribe out of this.
Thank you.
Like, is there anything where it's like, yeah, I can settle into this? Or are we in the age where, because it seems easy and lazy and kind of weird and lame to blame everything on millennials and blame everything on, you know.
No, I'm as bad as any of the quote-unquote millennials. Exactly. I'm more impatient than ever.
So,
my attention span is shorter. There's always something else I feel like.
Is there anything in sports that you like to just, you know, let surround you a little bit?
Me fishing.
Falling into it. It's not... Well, you actually watch fishing on television, so I was going to say
Best thing about watching fishing on television is that's when they've really chopped it up, because then we hit like four muskie in a row. Really? Well, why is the sun bouncing around?
Right. 6 minutes later, we've got 22 fish.
That's very interesting. Right. You caught all those muskie, because oddly, the muskie made shadows lengthen and shrink. How did they do that?
I know the baseball people have an issue with trying to get the younger fans, and baseball is one of those things where if you're settling in for a baseball game, you're in for a baseball game. And it might be over in 2:15.
That'd be nice.
It might be over in 3:40. You know, and you know, you mess around and you get a text and you're like, oh, don't have to come into work today. And then you go do whatever the hell you want to do if you're in our situation. But is there anything in sports anymore that you would think about like, yeah, I like it when that breathes a little bit, when it surrounds my viewing experience?
I think the...
There's nothing, right?
Here's the thing. The answer, the correct answer, is probably playoff hockey.
Well, that's the 815. Game 7, hockey, playoff games are better the longer they go.
Although
because after two overtimes, I'm out,
done.
No matter what. I don't care who wins.
And the quality of play drops.
Yeah, guys tired.
You guys are absolutely tired. And somebody finally throws a goal in off the goalie back of his neck.
Right.
And it's over, and they're almost too tired to celebrate.
Or you got Parkins watching Eric Devendorf for four overtimes in a bad Georgetown-Syracuse game for no damn reason because he had money on it.
Yeah, I do think the answer is probably...
We're done with that,
probably,
aren't we?
Like playoff overtime something. But like you say, I'm not sticking around if I'm tired, because sleep is more important.
How many games or times did we have over the last 5 or 6 years where, you know, we'd have to come in here and talk about a Blackhawks 3 overtime game and Mully and Hanley are half dead? You know, everybody's like, oh, that game was so awesome. I wish it would have wrapped a little bit early. And then you just take your life back and go, you know what, guys? I'll find out what you did in the morning.
And everyone's lying about it. Like, oh, everybody's tired and everybody's bleary-eyed in Chicago.
Yeah, print up the doctor's note from the Blackhawks.
Yeah, the whole civic together. Right. No!
I'm good.
Being tired sucks.
Man.
Sleep deprivation is a torture device.
Mattress Firm.
There
Gotta
you
get
go.
Yourself right.
Nice.
Gotta get yourself... Hey, nice. That adjustable base is great for watching 7 overtime hockey games.
That segment brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. In just a couple of moments, Chelsea Janes, skilled Nationals beat reporter...
Get some nasty Nats info.
...for the Washington Post, an organization doing yeoman's work, join us next on the Score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
And then I went out and had supper with Jerry Angelo, and then when we made Passionate Love, and it was a great night for me.
Then you read Maya Angelou.
I did.
Yep.
I did. And then we went and saw Phantom of the Opera. That's kind of night I like. I like to go out, not exactly sure what I'm getting into, just get into something.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and The Vig, located on Wells in Chicago.
And Bernstein.
And JG.
Right now, Mattress Firm is holding its 4th of July sale, holding the door open for you to come right in and check out the daily deals. Everything from free pillows to 50% off mattresses from brands you love. But you got to visit the store today to see what the daily deal is on any day. So get in there right now.
15 queen sets under $1,000. That's $999.99. There's something for everybody. Like Hampton and Rhodes mattresses sets starting at only $179.99. Come on. And Serta mattresses just $399.99. And I just mentioned the adjustable base. You need it in your life. You go up and down and around and around.
But it's not a carnival ride. I mean, it's a nice piece of high-tech nice machinery that allows you to have the ultimate permutations. Yeah. You can make sure.
Bed and breakfast.
Look, our bodies are changing. Mm-hmm. Some nights we feel differently, and you can contour that mattress just right for whatever night it
Maybe
is.
Maybe you don't want to talk to the person to your left. So they go down and you go up. They go high and you go low.
My wife tried to install an ejector button.
That's tough.
Yeah,
I'm sure mattress firm will work something out for that.
They work as just fires me into the hall, right? Right now, you can get the best financing that they've ever had. It's 0% APR for 6 years, 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free. It's good reason to check out some of the high-tech stuff they have. The iComfort Temp Touch from Serta.
Your buttocks will stay cool.
The Black Hybrid from
I don't know why only your butt will stay cool, but that,
Something bit me.
Right. Oh, something bit me. And my buttocks, it stays cooler.
It's Mattress Firm, and you got to get in there and check it out because the mattress professional will help you. You know, there's a Mattress Firm near you that's convenient, and there's also another Mattress Firm near you that's convenient.
There's six of them in your neighborhood.
It's right next to the Mattress Firm near you that's convenient. So go in there and take one of these for a spin. Check them all out, lie down, and see what you like. And next thing you know, you will be sleeping happy. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
This is the week to shop, a very special Knaus BMW sales event featuring over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs, including a great selection of late model BMW coupes, sedans, convertibles, and sports activity vehicles in pristine condition with prices as attractive as our inventory, along with special leasing and finance offers from Knaus BMW through BMW Financial Services. You'll be surprised to see just how much BMW you can get for your money. Plus, isn't it nice to know the BMW you choose is covered by a CPO protection plan for ultimate peace of mind? The Knaus BMW sales event on certified pre-owned BMWs. Don't let that perfect one get away. Knaus BMW, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Call 847-604-5000, knausbmw.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. These days, everyone's claiming to be an expert, but there's only one home loan expert. There's only one mortgage lender that you call when you want the lowest rate on the best loan with customer service that no one can match. Refinancing or buying a home? Why would you go anywhere else? Let the real experts go to work for you. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, Indiana, residential mortgage licensee. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history. Like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon. So head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Celebrate this 4th of July at the All-American Celebration at the Bolingbrook Golf Club. They'll be fun for all ages with kids' activities, a huge selection of food provided by local restaurants, vendors, and food trucks, the Miller Lite Entertainment Pavilion with live music, and a huge fireworks display with Jim Cornelison singing the anthem. The All-American Celebration is one of the biggest and best in Chicago, Tuesday, July 4th, beginning at 2 p.m. Don't miss it.
Thursdays this June. Pottawatomie presents Summer Treasures. A fortune valued at over $150,000 will be discovered, with single gems worth up to $10,000. Summer Treasures, playing Thursdays June 8th through 29th, only at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/treasures to start your adventure. Must be at least 21 years old and a Fire Keepers Club member to participate.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
It's all Nats today, 13-1. Taylor in the middle of everything. And a ball ripped to right center. See you later. Michael A. Taylor, 3-for-4. Second of the day, his 10th, 14-1.
Hey, Rake.
Yeah. Don't look at, like, their OPS.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Like right
absolutely
now,
ridiculous. And then you got those two studs coming up.
It's something. Chelsea Janes is the Nationals beat reporter for the estimable Washington Post, and she joins us now in the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven. Try a Home Run In off the grill this summer. You can follow her on Twitter at Chelsea_Janes. So I guess, Chelsea, we're at the point of this season where there's no question that this is real, and whatever the Cubs went through last year, the Nationals seem to be going through this year.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, you said it right, like, it's real. I think everyone here kind of was waiting and thinking, okay, are they really this good? But, I mean, now the consensus around this team is that this is the best team the Nats have ever had, and that's with, you know, assuming that they'll fix the bullpen. So I think there is a little bit of, you know, Cubs-itis or whatever it was last year here now. But I think anyone here who heard you say that would kind of laugh it off, because everyone here just waits for October and lets that decide everything for them.
I was going to ask, is there a little bit of reluctance like Washington Capitals fans may have whenever they see a season like this? Was like, all right, I've been through this before. You're not going to drop me on my head again. Or do people believe in this team until you get to the eighth or ninth inning?
No, it's 100% of not believing, actually. It's just it's a mentality that's been kind of well drilled into people here from watching the Caps, from watching these guys. And I think it's really interesting because it does sort of take away from, you know, months like June and July when these guys are just a really good team that's fun to watch right now. And you kind of lose that. But yeah, I think it's a little bit fair to kind of sit there and say, okay, well, show me what you got in October, because they've never made it even to the NLCS. So that's the overriding mentality here, and you can kind of understand it, but, you know, it does take away a little bit from what they've got, which is a really nice team here.
Here's another parallel, too, is that last year the Cubs lost Kyle Schwarber early, and that was that Kyle Schwarber and not whatever he sort of devolved into, but they were able to give others some opportunities, and others took those opportunities. This year, you know, who knew that Michael Taylor was going to be an 821 OPS center fielder? He's slugging 517. You know, we just heard the highlight also, and I can say this because we experienced the Adam Eaton thing here in Chicago. Not having that pain in the ass in the clubhouse, I think, is better for a team. I couldn't believe that they gave up what they gave up for him, and I know the teammates found him to just be annoying and disruptive, and I would think that Michael Taylor is not.
Yeah, I mean, so to the Adam Eaton point, he's obviously been, you know, totally tolerable here, has not been around a whole lot. I don't know if
makes him tolerable. Yeah. That's a function of tolerability by the whole not being around.
So, you know, we haven't really gotten a good sense of that or, you know, what that is yet. But Michael Taylor is one of these, you know, if we're going by tolerable as a standard, he is beyond tolerable. He's just a nice, very humble, pleasant kid. And so, yeah, from that perspective, he's certainly not hurting anything in the clubhouse. But, you know, I think this is a guy that the Nats thought could be this guy, and he just never was. And then all of a sudden, here he is. And I think they think it's real, and it's a product of the fact that he's gotten chance after chance. I mean, this is not his first time filling in for somebody. This is the first time he's looked like the guy they thought he would, and it's been fun to watch.
How's D.C. dealing with the pending doom of Bryce Harper's free agency? Peter Gammons was on these airwaves and actually said that he would love to play for the Chicago Cubs. We know about his childhood friend, Chris Bryant. I don't know what Brinks truck they would have to back up to pay both those players, but are people in D.C. trying to figure out how much they should, you know, start thinking about Bryce Harper playing elsewhere?
Yeah, it's been like a, you know, already like about a year and a half of worrying about it, which is crazy. But it is like a thing that kind of hovers over everything. And, you know, oh, is Bryce happy? Is he, what's he thinking? You know, where's he going to go? How much money does he want? All this stuff. And it's just constant. You know, everyone reading every word he says, reading into everything. And you know why? I mean, obviously he's one of the great talents of this kind of era. But I think that there is sort of a resignation here to the fact that he's probably going to go elsewhere. But when you kind of look at the market, it's changed. I mean, the Yankees might not need him. You know, what do the Dodgers want? I mean, the Cubs, you know, these big money teams, they have people in. You might not need Bryce Harper for $400 million.
Is so. Bryce Harper going to be a man without a home?
Well, maybe for half a billion.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so. But certainly at that asking price, you have to wonder who's going to be there. So mm-hmm. I think there's some hope here that he'll stay and maybe give a little hometown discount. But there's certainly a sense that he wants to play in a big market. And obviously, Chicago is one of those fits.
Why is David Robertson not a Washington National?
Big price. I think they don't want to take on that money. And they being some combination of ownership in the front office that I think is more ownership than the front office. I think, you know, really the owners here, for people who don't know, are pretty involved. And they shut deals down when they think they're not right. And I think that that's one of the deals that we heard got shut down, that was ready. And they didn't want to take on the money or whatever, you know, whatever the sticking point was to get Robertson here, and now he's having a great year, and that price is going to go up. So I think that's why. I don't rule it out, but I think maybe more, you know, cost-effective options are going to be the first look for these guys. But it certainly makes a whole lot of sense and has for a long time. And I mean, I can ask that same question, why is he not here? And I'm not sure anybody here has a great answer right now other than ownership didn't like that field this winter.
I have reluctantly come around to accepting that Dusty Baker has become a better manager or a less bad manager than he used to be. That he has begrudgingly changed with the times with enough people around him that he's been able to work himself into some semblance of modernity over time. What has his touch been like with this team? Because sometimes he's I don't know what's going on in the clubhouse. I'm in my office. And other times he likes to be back slapping and palling around and being in front of the cameras. Some managers front run differently than others when things are going well. What's his demeanor been like?
He's been really steady, to be honest. I don't know if it's, I think that what we're seeing, and obviously I kind of didn't know a lot of the ins and outs of his time in Chicago, but what we're seeing is a guy who's like really happy to be anywhere, if that makes sense. You know, mm-hmm. He's really happy he got this chance, and not only did he get it, you know, it's not like he went to the used car dealership and was like, I'll take anything, and he got a, you know, old Camry. He pretty much got a Ferrari, and he gets to just jump right in. So it's been like a very grateful Dusty, I think, and really trying to enjoy the guys. I think he really does like his clubhouse. And there's certainly been moments where he kind of has no idea what's going on with an injury here or there and whatever. But he has actually seemed very in touch with everybody there. And I think part of it is they needed him too. Like they needed a guy with personality after their last guy. So it's just been a really nice and pleasant fit so far. You know, whether if things were to go south, whether that would continue, I don't know. But his in-game touch is what it is. I mean, I think people here have questioned some things, but it hasn't been egregious. And the Nats have Mike Maddux in place as pitching coach to sort of take all of that off of Dusty, even though he has to answer for it post-game. It's really not on him. So I think they've set him up really well to succeed here, and he's really fit what they needed perfectly. I really feel like they needed each other, pretty much.
After Daniel Murphy almost single-handedly destroyed the Cubs and everybody in the playoffs the way he did, and I thought, okay, great. Here comes somebody who's going to be really dumb, and somebody is going to pay a 30-year-old Daniel
we
Murphy
thought it was gonna be the White Sox.
On a small sample size. And if you look, that as a, 7 years as a Met, a career OPS plus of 109. In his year and a half with Washington, he's got an OPS plus of an astonishing 153. His actual OPS right now is a league leading 985 with a league leading, or I should say last year he led the league 985. This year he's 969. Last year slugging 595. This year's 576. He's 32 and he's sustaining this change. How and why?
amazing. You know, I mean, you just wait for it to stop. But I really believe it's, you know, the little things he talks about. You know, he's a guy who's so obsessed with hitting, and he always thought it out. And I think he just finally found a thought process that really works and moved closer to the plate, you know, really put himself in a position to hit to his strengths. He's just obsessed with hitting. And it's like, I know everyone has kind of heard that over the years, but when you see it firsthand, you can't really explain it. It's like, that's all he talks and thinks about. And so I think if you're just seeing the payoff of a guy who's really analyzed this, has enough coordination to like turn that into actual action, and it's working, but he's so consistent and steady and aware of almost everything the pitchers are trying to do to him. I really think a lot of it's mental, and you know, Dusty's talked about it a lot, that you would expect more guys to figure it out, but a lot of the guys don't get enough chances, and he's just gotten a chance here and, you know, continued to get opportunities over the years and, you know, finally figured something out. But it doesn't look like it's going to end. It looks like this is a real Daniel Murphy that moving closer to the plate and thinking the way he does works, and he's very pro all that launch angle stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty much the perfect example of how you can turn yourself into something you weren't, you know, maybe without all the talent in the world.
Chelsea, we always love getting information from you. You got a hell of a team you're covering there. Should be a fun four nights.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That is Chelsea Janes, who covers always the good Nationals for the Washington Post. Yeah, she's terrific.
They've got 10 guys with an 8.11 or better OPS.
That's too many.
That's about 7 too many.
That's way too many.
You don't want to see those people.
Especially with like the Cubs, you just want one guy. Other is Hap leading the team in OPS? Is he just ahead of Bryant?
Zimmerman's having a better season than Bryce Harper, and Bryce Harper's having an amazing season.
That segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. So Cubs baseball is going to come your way at 5:30. And after the top of the hour, I wouldn't mind talking a little bit more about the Cubs, sort of where they are, yes, about what they're doing, about this whacked out lineup. And
yeah, if you're just tuning in, there are some names that you have not been used to in some very unfamiliar spots in the lineup. We'll give you that at the top of the
hour.
Yeah,
and I guess I've got sort of a warning or a caveat as we embark on what could be a dramatic four nights of baseball.
All right. Let's talk about it. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. He's Bernstein. I'm Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver. Multicar, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Theo Epstein, Kyle's going to Iowa. Why now?
You know, obviously a lot of things have happened. This year has gotten away from him, and now it's just a power game, and we have zero doubt that he's going to go down. This will be good for him, and he'll rediscover who he is.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We're not to worry about Kyle Schwarber. That's the whole idea. And anything that he does at Iowa doesn't mean it translates into Major League Baseball. Kyle Schwarber is supposed to be a professional hitter. If I hear that, oh, Schwarber's really struggling, I won't let it get to me at all.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Blackhawks president John McDonough joins us.
The goal is to win Stanley Cup, but there's so many things that happen once you enter the playoffs between caroms and bounces and posts and ghosts and crazy things that happen.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is.